This is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is News on the Edge for the week of September 18th. First of all, I would like to thank everyone that came out for our quarterly cleanup in the district. We had a record number of folks show up and go all over the district and help out and beautify this wonderful area of the city. Special thanks to Big Frog T-shirts for hosting us with coffee and donuts. Also, Flagship Bank, Suncoast Credit Union, the law firm of Douglas G. Jackson, Debbie Reeser, commercial realtor, and Ferg Sports Bar for sending employees and teams out to help us with that cleanup. Thank you, everybody. The district looks great. Also want to talk about the Rays battling for first place. So September 19th through the 24th, that's our last series of regular season home games. So let's go out, support the Rays. In the regular season, we know we're going to have them in the playoffs, but it's also very special to send them away with the number one ranking. So let's get some more wins at home. And then certainly September 26th, they have their last regular season games, and those are going to be away through October the 1st. Speaking of the Rays, the city is unveiling its plan for what the future holds for the Rays. As of this recording, we don't know yet. So if you're listening to this recording and you haven't heard the news, check it out. Hopefully it's great news for the city and for the team and for the Edge District, because the Rays are one of our hometown favorites and right next to our district. For our Get Hungry segment this week, we're going to talk about the Edge Eatery. So it's a intimate food hall with multiple food concepts. Whether you want a Cuban sandwich or a variety of other meals, you can find it at the Edge Eatery. The newest place opening up in the Edge Eatery is Nomi Nori, and that's sushi and bowls, poke bowls, and just all sorts of really great fresh food there in the district. And the District Lounge next door is a sister business of the Edge Eatery, and Nomi Nori has food that they serve out of the District Lounge in the evening time. So you really, whether you're trying to pick up some for a quick meal or you want to have a great evening experience with drinks and music and food, they have it for you. So 1572 Central Avenue. I got hungry just thinking about it and looking at all these wonderful pictures online. As far as events coming up in the district, the scavenger hunt that CASA is putting on to help raise money for their fantastic organization, that's on October the 14th, starts late morning and goes into the afternoon with lots of stops in the Edge District and nearby. So do that scavenger hunt. CASA Pinellas is the group that you'll want to look up online for exact details. There's also a cycling race that's going to be in the Edge District on Saturday, October 21st, all day, from amateur to professional. It's the Orange Belt Series. It's a criterium race. So check that out and come have fun all day. Very family friendly, kid zones, etc. And then the big one at the end of October, Halloween on Central. Over 100,000 people expected. 22 blocks of Central Avenue are shut down in the Grand Central and Edge District, with all sorts of events from costume contests and music and roving entertainment to surprises and Candyland stops, and we could go on and on. So Sunday, October 29th from noon to 5 p.m. And it really has been a hot summer, folks. So please go out, support our small businesses. They've had a really tough summer of it, and we want them to stay around and certainly go out, spend some money, and have a good time in the Edge District and other small communities, that business communities we have here in St. Petersburg. Well, that's it for now. If you want to find out more about the Edge District, go to edgedistrict.org. Thank you so much.